Now, turn to task 3, questions 12 to 16. You will listen to a podcast. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. Now, you have 45 seconds to look at the questions for task 3. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Good afternoon. Today I have with me David Turner from European Realty, and we're going to talk about dwelling that people choose. Welcome, David.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So, what types of housing is popular nowadays?
There are two kinds of people, those who prefer living in a flat and those who love living in a house. The recent research shows that in 2019, over 40% of the EU population lived in flats, while the majority of people lived in houses. Just over one-third of the population lived in detached houses, and almost one-quarter were living in semi-detached houses. Mansions and cottages share less than 5%.
So which option is better? What factors influence their choice?
There is no possible right answer. It's a really complex subject and it depends on plenty of different factors. And price and privacy should be taken into account as a primary consideration. And precisely, it's just a matter of personal preferences.
Do you mean the size?
Actually, this shouldn't be a deal breaker in case you know how to make the most of space you have. You can find ways to save floor space with wall-mounted furniture or to make rooms feel bigger by using the right colors and materials. So, begin with inviting the professional designer who will help you to organize your space wisely. But size becomes less important compared to the location. So, better to analyze other factors and identify what is best for you. I mean, if you are a social butterfly who can't live without parties and entertainment, tiny apartments aren't the best place for you, as you share a wall with your neighbors who can bang on your door asking you to be quiet or just call the police. And as for security, flats seem to be the better choice. But be ready to seek for a parking place for your four-wheel friend.
And what to choose for pet lovers?
You know, cats and other types of small pets won't be bothered with tiny flats. But your dog will appreciate the opportunity to be outside, in the garden or yard.
And one more question. Do you know the number of people satisfied with their choice of dwelling?
When we return to the statistics I mentioned in the beginning, about 10% of people in Europe had low and very low level of satisfaction of their dwelling, and the household type doesn't matter at all. And also couples without children tended to be the less upset. I believe that it's a tough life to share a home.
Now, listen again.
Good afternoon. Today I have with me David Turner from European Realty, and we're going to talk about dwelling that people choose. Welcome, David.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So, what types of housing is popular nowadays?
There are two kinds of people, those who prefer living in a flat and those who love living in a house. The recent research shows that in 2019, over 40% of the EU population lived in flats, while the majority of people lived in houses. Just over one-third of the population lived in detached houses, and almost one-quarter were living in semi-detached houses. Mansions and cottages share less than 5%.
So which option is better? What factors influence their choice?
There is no possible right answer. It's a really complex subject, and it depends on plenty of different factors. And price and privacy should be taken into account as a primary consideration. And precisely, it's just a matter of personal preferences.
Do you mean the size?
Actually, this shouldn't be a deal breaker in case you know how to make the most of space you have. You can find ways to save floor space with wall-mounted furniture or to make rooms feel bigger by using the right colors and materials. So, begin with inviting the professional designer who will help you to organize your space wisely. But size becomes less important compared to the location. So, better to analyze other factors and identify what is best for you. I mean, if you are a social butterfly who can't live without parties and entertainment, tiny apartments aren't the best place for you, as you share a wall with your neighbors who can bang on your door asking you to be quiet or just call the police. And as for security, flats seem to be the better choice. But be ready to seek for a parking place for your four-wheel friend.
And what to choose for pet lovers?
You know, cats and other types of small pets won't be bothered with tiny flats, but your dog will appreciate the opportunity to be outside, in the garden or yard.
And one more question. Do you know the number of people satisfied with their choice of dwelling?
When we return to the statistics I mentioned in the beginning, about 10% of people in Europe had low and very low level of satisfaction of their dwelling, and the household type doesn't matter at all. And also couples without children tended to be the less upset. I believe that it's a tough life to share a home.
That is the end of part 3.